I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. President Trump says the U.S. is talking to an Iranian leader, but Iran denies it, the parliament speaker calling it fake news to manipulate markets. Oil prices have eased today, Brent crude dropping to near $100 per barrel, and that's boosted stocks. Still, Donna Warder reports gasoline prices have also been spiking.
President Trump's tax cut legislation is promising some decent tax refunds for many U.S. filers, but those refunds could be eaten up by the spike in gas prices. The nationwide average price is up more than a dollar from just a month ago. Gas prices are likely to remain higher for some time, even if the war ends soon, because shipping and production have been disrupted and will take time to recover. And economists now expect slower growth for the rest of the year, as money spent to fill one's gas tank is less likely to be used at restaurants, for clothing, and for entertainment. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas.